You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome back. It's been a really fun show. A lot of basketball going on, and we'll talk to Pat Bradley in a couple of minutes. Mississippi State knocked out early by double digits. South Carolina struggling right now as that game is winding up. We'll get his reaction in a minute. Legend is up next. Legend is up next.
Paul, how you doing, bro?
We are doing great.
Hey, man, what an honor to have you on the starting lineup today. Me and Paul Feinbaum doing some television together today. How about it, man?
How about an OG black hat appearance by Randy?
Yeah, that was awesome, man. Randy jumped in the screen. Paul was on the starting lineup with the great Tony Curry and great Kip Kiefer and the legend today. And everybody can watch the segment Saturday morning at 10:30 on ABC 3340. Paul was outstanding as usual. Paul, how did it feel for a caller to interview you, man? How did that feel?
It felt a lot more enjoyable than talking to some of the callers here. And I told you during the taping, I said, listen, this is an unpredictable company that I work for. And in this environment, I can have a resume to you guys by overnight.
Well, I tell you what, Tony Curry, Kip Kiefer, the legend, and Monty Bauer, we're now known as the Golden Boys. You heard of the Golden Girls?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
We're the Golden Boys. We're the Golden Boys of Birmingham sports, and we're taking over. We're the hottest team in Birmingham.
Yeah, I've known Monty my whole life in Birmingham. So you got some pretty good people behind you.
All single. That's why they call us the Golden
single.
Boys. All single.
Well, you know what? I've been married a long time, legend. If I moved back there and got on that show, I'd probably be single too.
Yeah, you could be the fifth member of the Golden Boys, man. The fifth member, man. But I appreciated you so much, man. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
You know, Paul, you know, every time I hear Jim call in, my redneck senses start to tingle. And, you know, I heard him talking about the son of legend, Dominique. The boy wonder, that is the menace. So you saw it. Keep it up. And I just had to say, it's pretty low down to go after, a young man. Well, he's 13 now, 13. Let's get it right. He's a young teenager. But it's pretty low down. It really just tells you what kind of individual Jim is. I think we all done read that book. We all ain't fooled. We all ain't in the dark. And my middle finger would like to say something to you, Jim. Hello! Right there, brother. Hello! Hello! Don't you worry about the son of legend. Let him rock on. The boy's a boy wonder. That is the menace. Rock on! And Paul also heard Perry Mason, and that probably was the boringest 5 minutes of radio I've heard in a long time.
Yeah,
every time I listen to him, I just think to myself, being abducted by aliens would be a good vacation about right now listening to that moron. But the thing about Augie is, you come on here as a two-faced dude. You are two-faced. Jim just ratted on your ass. That's why you could never commit a crime with Jim. As soon as you get in the interrogation room, he's spilling it like water, brother. He ratted on your butt and said that you said that Paul Feinbaum is jealous of you. Then you come back with a hat in hand today like that didn't happen. Everybody just missed that little comment. Well, the legend didn't miss it, brother. jealous of you. Are you friggin' kidding? Maybe he's jealous of a country star he talks to, or Tim Tebow, when he takes off his shirt. But he damn sure ain't jealous of your office sweeping ass, Perry Mason. You little pathetic worm. You are a pathetic worm. You are, I just turned you out and exposed you for the two-faced you are. And everyone knows I'm telling the truth. Now, Paul, it seems like South Carolina's going to go down in flames.
Yeah, they're down by 12 with a couple of minutes left. That's
And Mississippi State, though, went down in flames. That's not much of a surprise. But I got to say this to Kentucky, don't you damn choke. Don't you do it. Get in each other's face right now. Look each other in the eye and say, we are Kentucky, the Alabama Crimson Tide of college basketball. Look in the eye. Have the eye of the tiger, Kentucky. Come alive. You can do this. You got the talent. Calipari, don't screw it up. Tennessee, you wake the hell up, too. I don't look for A&M to do much. I do look for Alabama to make a surprise run. Somebody asked me today, Lancey, what do you think of Alabama's chances? I said, well, I tell you, like my mama told the principal at the high school one time, when the principal asked my mama, what you going to do about your son? She said, I'm going to pray and hope for the best. And that's how I feel about Alabama basketball. I'm going to pray and hope for the best, baby. Oh, damn, Augie! My middle finger got one more thing to say to both of you. Hello! Elvis has left the bill.
Hi, man, is up next. Good afternoon.
Well, that was a waste of energy. You know, for a guy to come on here and talk about, y'all talk about sports, y'all talk about something, y'all talk, just talk about each other. Did I just hear Legend go into a qualified Jim call about morons and everything else? I mean, that's all he talked about was Augie and Jim. But you know, you've got that little rubber neck. You're going to kiss his ass anyway. Paul, I mean, what? Somebody called me and told me today that you was kind of blistering on me about just hey, all he knows is Doobie Brothers. Paul, I'm a lot bigger musical.
I know humor is not something that's ever touched your mindset, but it was a joke talking about your favorite band being Doobie Brothers.
Why do you feel like...
Randy got the joke. He got the joke, didn't you, Randy? Only I-Man didn't get the joke up there in the attic fixing somebody's air conditioner.
Why do you feel like you're the authority on everything? You're the authority on what Nick Saban said. He sent a message to his team. You got on Todd because Todd told the truth. You know the difference between me and you, Paul? I can come on here and tell the truth. You can't. You can't.
I'm curious. As somebody who knows or claims to know my career very well, why can't I tell the truth?
I think you waiting for some underling to come out there and spill the beans so the talking heads like yourself.
And what beans are we thinking about spilling here? What are you talking about?
Well, any top-notch story. I mean, you know, you guys know so much. I mean, you come on here the other day saying, well, you know, we did hear some rumors about Nick Saban. You didn't hear a damn thing. Y'all just polished over that turd and tried to make it like y'all got inside scoop and stuff. And a lot of the stuff you do have inside scoop on, you're waiting for some underling way down the list of reporting to break the news because y'all are scared to death. All you talking heads are scared to death to say anything until an underling. And when the underling brings it up, then you want to talk about it. Now, Paul, I mean, there's a lot of people that just don't like Nick Saban. Is he a good coach or any of that? That's to be figured out later.
I mean, I don't really know that many people. Most people I know like Nick Saban and respect him immensely.
Well, there's a lot of people that don't like Nick Saban and respect
other than
him.
You, I haven't really found very many people who don't like him. You are obsessed with the man. And I don't know, Randy,
no,
do you know anybody else that,
you know,
that hates
you know
Nick Saban? Has a little voodoo
false.
Doll that puts little pins in the neck
shut
like
the hell
I man.
Up and then quit with that childish stuff. I said, you're not talking to Dominique.
No, I'm talking to somebody that knows less than Dominique.
No, you know, Paul, you forgot where you came from. You know, it's obvious that when you was a kid, you didn't go out of the yard much because you got your ass whipped a lot like Donald Trump living in the hallway of some damn tower.
Donald Trump?
I mean,
but for the record, Donald Trump grew up in Queens. Not a lot of skyscrapers in Queens. I mean,
very, very, very protected little childhood like you. I mean, it was a good thing your mama and daddy kept you in that fenced yard because you didn't stand much of a chance. You ever been in a real fight, Paul? I mean, outside of a shadow box.
You mean you talking about a debate like at the student union?
No, no, no.
Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking. Listen, if you don't know what a fight is, you ain't never been in one. Just hush. Just stop right there. It's obvious you don't know anything about that, other than when your sister just used to slap you around for wearing her dresses.
She did. How'd you know that?
Because it shows, Paul. I mean, you know, why are you so job scared? I mean, I know you're an older guy and getting long in the tooth, but you ain't got no damn hair to turn gray. You don't have to worry about it like old Marty Smith does. He needs a 13-year-old haircut. And for the record, legend, if Dominique calls this show, he's fair game. He's fair game. I don't care who calls this show, male, female, black, white, Asian, whatever. I mean, if your dog is barking in the background, he's fair game too. That's the way it's always been. You pick up the phone, you call in here, you're going to have your comment, and other people are going to comment on it. Now, Paul, it's obvious you forgot where you came from. But see, you're in a different area code and a different financial bracket than I am. But I promise you, and I promise Nick Saban, there's more percentage of the dollar in my pocket that goes to helping other people than out of your pocket or Nick Saban's. Now, you have a good day, War Damn Eagle.
I mean, just said that about a guy who has a foundation that helps build homes for less fortunate. But I'm not about to get into I-Man's pocket. I really don't want to. I don't want to get that close. Johnny B, welcome to the show.
There's so many things I agree with I-Man about. You know, you can put up a false foundation. You can put up a false front. You can buy 50 Bibles and act like you're this or that. But one thing you did today, I was fishing, had my little headset on, and you brought Larry to the X world. He actually came out and started chiming in on some stuff on.
Well, first of all, I can't believe Larry is not a faithful follower of the Reverend Johnny B on X. I mean, who wouldn't want to know what Johnny B has to say?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I mean, there's only like 12,000 of them. And, you know,
Johnny B, I told the guys here the other day, I happened to catch that. And do you realize 12,000 followers? I mean, you got more followers than a bunch of people at ESPN.
Does that surprise you? I mean, look at what y'all do. I mean, I'm real. I got kicked.
That is a pretty amazing following for a Feinbaum caller.
I'm a real dude. See, that's it. You know, when I told you to get out the end of the driveway and I get a run and go and take that bracket and jump up my butt, that might have hurt my chances of being in the bracket, but
well,
that's how I felt at the time.
I think you ought to be. I think the bracket is really illegitimate. It's rigged without you being in it.
It's like a lot of things on this show. But anyway, I do have some. If Larry's still listening, you know, you've heard him say his truck stay tore up. He gets them brand new Chevrolet trucks and the transmission stay tore up. Well, you know, I have a mowing business, and the first thing I teach guys is when you're hauling a heavy load, right there on the end of the stick shift or on the gear shift or whatever, there's a button that says turn the overdrive off when you're hauling a heavy load. Larry goes out to these bars at night and he's picking up these, you know, a lunker's a good thing in a fishing tournament, you know, the biggest fish, you get some money. But when you're going out hunting women, getting that lunker, you need to push that button because you're hauling a heavy load home. And that's what's happening, Larry. I'm just trying to be honest and help you out, you know. And I got another thing. Dominic and your bean can opener. The first time I ever saw Alabama lose was when Alabama played in a little concrete bowl they call Bryant-Denny Stadium. They played in Legion Field most of the time, but they had a concrete bowl. Peyton Manning and his giant Frankenstein forehead beat Alabama. He got up on that ladder, and he led the fight song, and he was celebrating. And for an Alabama fan like you, Dominic, you need to take that can opener and chunk it in the Tennessee River like they did our goalpost. I hate to break it to you, son. You're a good guy. You're new to things. Peyton Manning is the enemy. He's not your buddy. So
So
hey, Johnny, I hate to run, but we are late for a break. Thank you very, very much. We're coming back. Much more. An update on the game in a minute, and look ahead to tonight's games with Pat Bradley in a couple of moments.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We welcome all of you back. Great to have you here and... Disappointing day so far for the SEC, a double-digit loss for Mississippi State earlier to Michigan State. And now we've got a final. It happened to one of the hot teams in the country this year, South Carolina, the coach of the year in the SEC. They lose by 14 to the 11 seed, the University of Arkansas. Ricky is up next in Mississippi. Hello, Ricky.
Hey, Paul. Well, I guess so much for being battle tested, huh?
Hey, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It's that's a disappointing loss there. But I guess I'll move on to baseball. So I guess wait till next year and see who they, because they're gonna have a pretty much a whole new squad next year. Right? I ain't gonna recognize none of the new guys.
I mean, unfortunately, that's just college basketball right now.
Yeah. So I mean. Yeah, but I mean, a lot of them, graduating and stuff. Tolu Smith and all those guys, a lot of them are seniors, So it's just gonna be a new crew anyway, So we'll see what next year brings, and but the state has started on a good note in baseball, though. They took down LSU over the weekend.
Yeah, I didn't expect that either. I've been hearing some scattered reports on state and baseball, but that was a good start.
Yeah, it was a little rough, man, before the season. I was wondering, I said, can these guys even hit? I don't know, but they waited till the SEC schedule come out, and we'll see what they do tonight. I think they play Texas A&M now, I think. We'll see how they fare against them, and we'll see what kind of season they have. It looks okay, but.
Well, Ricky, don't despair. There's always football. Oh, maybe or maybe not.
Yeah, well, maybe not. But as far as that goes, I try to be a realist when it comes to as a state fan. If we compete, I can be happy about that. Of course, everybody wants to win, But everybody doesn't win. So, you know.
No, you're right. Ricky, regardless of all that, I always enjoy hearing from you, and you be well. You take care of yourself. AJ is up next.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Don't make me laugh. You know, Paul, it's too late in the day.
You know, Paul, I come to a great synopsis of how Elliot and Augie both get their high-pitched voices when they make their calls. They take a zip tie and wrench it down real tight around their testicles. Firmly convinced of that. You know, Paul, I heard about what you said about me in that first hour, Paul. And quite frankly, young man, I have to buy my shoes and my socks in sets of three. But let me segue on over here to Jim and John. Because quite frankly, again, I've had enough of these guys. You know what? Their dichotomy, Paul, is very parallel. Wouldn't you say, Paul?
Yeah, I would say that, AJ. Exactly.
Exactly. And so what I want to give them is this. John and Jim, you need to tune in, turn on, and drop out. Over and out, Paul.
Oh, my. Brenda is up next. Hello, Brenda.
Hi, Paul. Hadn't called in a while. I've been kind of being a spectator in hoping that some of the callers were not as insane as they were before. But
no, they are.
But they are. And I was just going to say, I heard, you know, I-Man call, and I heard what you said to him about being obsessed with Nick. He is. I don't know. He's got an unhealthy obsession with Nick. But, you know, I got to thinking, didn't he tell us that he was going to write a book? I wonder if he's finished those five pages. I hate Nick Saban. I hate Nick.
I mean, it's an old joke when a guy like that says he's going to write a book. And what people always say is, don't you need to read one first?
It's like, who would even want to read it?
Can you imagine? I-Man.
Oh
my career as a fine bum show caller. Somebody did that once, by the way. It was not a bestseller.
Are you serious? Well, you know, it's like, this is what gets me. A lot of them are like multiple personalities. One day they call you and they're complimentary. The next day they call you and they're close to cussing you out or do cuss you out. You know,
the five
I'm like,
faces of Jim.
My head is spinning, you know. And but anyway, I just wanted to say I still enjoy listening to you. You're a better man than I could be a woman as far as how you deal with them. So,
well, Brenda, I appreciate you saying that. There's a lot of reasons why I'm able to do what I do here every day. Mostly it's a lot of alcohol and drugs. Thank you for the call, and we will come right back with an update on the day in basketball so far.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
I mentioned as we went to the break, the day so far, there's still two more games in the SEC, maybe more. I've lost track. There's so many games. But South Carolina just lost, State lost. Let's start with Mississippi State.
Yeah, they obviously had moments during the season where offensively they, you know, the water was turned off on them. And unfortunately, today's game was no different. Michigan State, a really good team, really good defensive team. Mississippi State wasn't able to get the ball into Tolu Smith. Every time they did, they threw a double team at him. And that game really came down to just the inability to make outside shots from Mississippi State. And, you know, Michigan State was a team, don't forget, they started number four in the top 25 this season, Michigan State. So they were thought of highly. And they looked like that top 10 team today going against Mississippi State.
Second game that just ended, South Carolina losing badly.
Yeah.
To Oregon, a well-coached team, but still.
Yeah. Well, one of the things with South Carolina, they have a great backcourt, big backcourt, right? But they're a little undersized. They do have Josh Gray, seven-footer, but Oregon's Dante, and it was a Dante's Inferno.
Oh, he was.
He probably played the best game of his life
in
the tournament.
I say that, I've never seen him play before today.
Yeah, right. He's pretty excited, blocking shots. I mean, South Carolina is getting to the paint. This kid's blocking shots, so they got good looks at it. But with Oregon, they've got that kid, Jermaine Cousteau, who was on South Carolina's team. So there was a little bit. I mean, he looked like he was playing for something out, Paul. That was personal to him, and he played like it.
Two games tonight, one starting in a couple of minutes. Oakland playing Kentucky, and then St. Peter's. Kentucky don't want to hear about it anymore.
Don't want to hear that.
Against Tennessee.
15-2 matchup, too. That was when Kentucky lost to the St. Peter's. I think both of those teams are not at risk. I was looking at today for Tennessee, three guys score about 60% of their points. Yeah. Adu, Connect, and Zakai Ziegler. So a lot of times in the tournament, what you'll see is you got to have your big dogs barking, right? They got to be playing well. But if there is another guy that can emerge and give you a little something, all these teams that make runs in the tournament, you see that. So for Tennessee, you've got essentially three guys, Meshack, Josiah Jordan-James, how about Vescovi? So if one of those guys, you can depend on them to give you a little bit more double-digit scoring, then that could push Tennessee over the edge. And obviously, my hope for Kentucky is this, because Oakland's going to try to take advantage of Kentucky's lack of interior scoring. My hope is that Coach Cal can get one of his big guys to give you a little bit at the rim. Whether stick back dunks, whether it is a good post move here and there, because that's going to change Kentucky's game plan big time if they can depend on some of those big guys scoring.
We got four games tomorrow. Yale-Auburn doesn't seem like anything to be concerned. I mean, I know Yale's in there because they just got through winning a tournament on a last-second shot, but right. Auburn seems like they're really playing well.
Yeah, they're clicking, and the key for Auburn is going to be their guards, their point guards, Trey Donaldson and Aiden Holloway. Those guys, we get a sophomore, we get a freshman. Can they take just simple things? You don't have to be, it doesn't have to be hero basketball. Take care of the basketball. Yale's going to play a slow down game. In the Ivy League, some would say Auburn is regarded as Ivy League of the South.
Easily. Auburn is like the Cornell of the SEC.
There you go. So they'll be familiar there. What's interesting about that is UAB and our good friend Andy Kennedy.
Yeah.
If they can get past San Diego State, you got Auburn-UAB, which would be a fun matchup.
They used to play every year the night before the Alabama-Auburn game in Birmingham.
And really?
Auburn got tired of playing in Birmingham.
Well, they should bring that back, especially with AK down there in Birmingham now. So I like – and then Auburn, you know, I think they advance to playing UConn, who is everybody's pick.
Absolutely.
To win the national championship, and they're good enough to do it. So that, and not saying Auburn can't win that game. And the good thing about it, Paul, that's a Sweet 16 game.
Yeah.
So now you got all week to prepare and get yourself ready.
Colorado, Florida tomorrow. Colorado's play-in game. Does that matter? Sometimes it does.
It could. The tough thing with that play-in game is you play, then you travel.
Yeah.
So you know, there's a lot of things going on. Your routine is a little bit different. Well, not a little bit different. A lot different since Florida is traveling two days before the game. So I got Florida as my sleeper. I can see them easily playing Kentucky in the Sweet 16, beating Kentucky in the Sweet 16.
Really?
Even with the injury.
Oh, man. I don't want to hear that.
Handlocked it. Well, you know, Florida.
I've been touting Kentucky all year.
The important thing is we get both of those teams in the Sweet 16.
No, that's a good point.
And then we're talking about the SEC all week next week, which is great publicity.
A&M and Nebraska. A&M, fortunate to be in, but they made some noise last week. What about that game?
Well, Nebraska's got a kid, Tom Benanga, who can shoot the rock. I'm talking knockdown shooter.
You like that?
Yeah, everybody loves to shoot, Paul, especially Coach Hoiberg over in Nebraska, who's having a resurgence at Nebraska basketball. They've never won an NCAA tournament, Nebraska. Never won.
That's a big deal for them.
Yeah, so, but Texas A&M, Coach Buzz Williams has figured it out. He's shortened his rotation. Okay, so and they've added that third scorer in Manny Obaseki, to help Radford and Wade Taylor. I like A&M. I mean, some would say it's a coin flip game, yes. But I'm going with A&M. They're playing really well.
Charleston, which has made noise in the tournament's history, taking on Bama.
Yeah, it's going to be probably a very high scoring game, a lot of 3-point shots. To me, Alabama comes down to three guys. They're bigs. Pringle, Waggy, and Nelson. They don't have to win the game for you. Just don't lose it.
Okay.
I'm talking, take care of the basketball. Don't turn it over. You got a defensive rebound, but you got to help those guards. Can you set a screen to get Mark Sears off, or Reitzel, or Estrada? So those big guys are going to be important, but not filling the scoring column. Just not making mistakes and helping the other guys get open.
My final question tomorrow. It's not an SEC team, but we have a lot of viewers and listeners who are suddenly fans of Buckyball. are you buying all the love that Samford is going to upset Kansas?
Well, I think that has a lot more to do with Kansas.
Okay.
Because Kevin McCullough is out for Kansas.
Right.
Hunter Dickinson, the big 7-footer. Bill Self says he's okay, but we know he was out with an injury. Yeah. And that, you know, that shoulder, man, you're a big body guy. That could pop out at any point in time. So I think it has a lot more to do with Kansas. I don't know if you're going to like this answer. I got McNeese State, the Fighting Will Wades. Interesting dynamic with him resurgence.
No.
So you got Samford and McNeese, but they could bust that whole bracket.
I mean, I was reading about Wade. I mean, he is like the mayor now of Lake Charles. He has had quite a resurgence from a guy that was always a good coach, but
no doubt.
He was big on strong ass offers.
Yeah, he was. He got them done. Now he can do it. Now, you know, no one's going to be, he's not going to have to worry about hiding any of that stuff.
You can do it live on the show right now, and it won't matter.
Exactly.
Pat, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Can't wait to see how it works out tonight. Pat Bradley joining us in studio. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.